The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And I actually feel like having a good time has like gone. It's like an epidemic of boring people.
I'm so
like,
against the clean girl era. It makes me sick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Like, I want, especially when you're in your 20s, like, you should be going out. You should be eating McDonald's. You should be, like, sleeping in your makeup. Like, what is this, like, Pilates and matcha shit? Like, I'm so sick of it.
Well, here to that. The last number of years, there's been an increase in Gen Z, ditching late-night drinks for an early morning run, would you believe it? So partying has gone out of fashion, and socialising and boy meets girl, boy meets boy, all that good stuff has fundamentally, apparently changed. And I do a bit of work with the hospitality sector, and for me, this is, along with the smartphone and increased life expectancy, this is a huge change. Drink consumption, 2000 to date, retail, hospitality is down 35%, but nightclubs in the millennium year, there was 522 nightclubs. Today, there are a meager 83. In Dublin, other than Coppers, there's very little. So what are these young people do? I assume Ciara Tracy of News Talk and Sean Coughlin, co-founder of Happy Feet Run Club, that the hormonal kind of interests and kind of interest in romance and intimacy hasn't changed. So where are people meeting?
So pubs are still thriving, I think. Okay. So I would be someone who still goes out a lot. I know that run clubs are becoming a new way for people to meet, but I think you can't beat the classic bit of crack, bit of music.
But why, you know, the pubs close at a certain hour. Why is nightclubs gone?
I think they're gone. I think it is partly due to cost of living and also a nightmare, like transportation. It's hard to get taxis now as well.
Okay.
So to stay in a local is probably slightly more easier. And they do stay open to a certain degree.
Well, how long would your average kind of late bar open till?
Maybe 12, 1.
Is that legal? Yeah.
Legal.
But so that's still early.
I suppose so.
Like, I'd only be getting going at 2 in the morning back in the day.
I would love to see that. But no, I suppose I'd still go to like the George. That's open quite late until like 4. I wouldn't be a mad Coppers fan now, but
why don't you like Coppers in terms of like Coppers is open till late, is it?
It is, yeah, but I feel like I'm maybe not too native enough to
Okay. So Sean, what is the Happy Feet Run Club?
So Happy Feet Run Club was set up 2 years ago. We've just encouraged people to get out, socialise, meet people, get the endorphins going with some exercise and then have a coffee, have a pastry afterwards. And then people go on their way. They'll go for pints that night. They might go for pints the night before. It's just something to maybe wake up to in the morning. You mightn't have that last pint. You mightn't go to that after party. You know, you go home.
No, but sorry, is that a health kick? How is it a dating kick?
So I guess the dating kick kind of anywhere where there's going to be young, fit humans, they're going to start to interact with each other when they're feeling good. People want.
And is this something the Happy Feet Club promote?
I mean, we're not against it. We don't actively, you know, matchmake. But if it happens, it happens. It's great. People have fallen in love. We've gotten people going on holidays together. They've made best friends. We had a group of people, like 10 or 15, go and do a half marathon in Portugal. Didn't invite me or Ciara. So, you know, people are making their own connections. And they'll often go out and have a social drink that night and maybe even one too many. But at least they're doing something during the day. You can have both, I think, personally.
So do these are morning-only runs or what?
Yeah, so normally we're on Saturday at 9:30. We do change it up. We'll have the occasional Sunday run. We go at 4 different locations and we try to do like events.
It's a Dublin thing.
It's a Dublin thing, yeah, exactly. Well, Happy Feet is anyway. There's really good run clubs in Cork. I know there's some in Galway as well.
And how do people get in touch?
We have a social media page. We also have a website. No one really looks at it. I set up LinkedIn. Definitely no one looks at it either. But the social media, Instagram for us, is where you see all our schedule. People post it and talk about it. Word of mouth is huge for this. Okay. Being on radio is good as well.
And for the running, is there a dress code or does it all hang out?
No. If you're lucky enough for it to all hang out, it could. But no, there's no dress code. You can wear whatever you want. You can walk up in anything. Converse, you can walk up in a tank top, whatever.
And do people identify as single?
The single ones usually do, yeah, but the ones that are...
Do they wear a kind of red sticker? Or
oh, what? Like a green, yellow, red. No, not yet, but we could bring it to the table. I think you have some good ideas anyway for us. So be...
Okay. Now, apparently, just to explain this to me, at Longitude, the queues for the vapes were longer than the queue for the bar.
Okay, I mean, I had not been to Longitude. Hands up there. That is actually crazy. But I suppose, what's the age for buying vapes now? Okay. Is it still 18?
18, yeah. Maybe the bar staff were really fast. They were really on their
maybe
job.
Maybe they were really quick. Or maybe people were bringing their own drinks in there as well. Yeah. I'd actually say that's probably a big part. Yeah. Someone's put an agony.
I want to put this to you because I spoke to people in the hospitality industry who were in the nightlife economy, and they'd be sharp enough now. It wouldn't be their failure that they had less patrons. And they said the big change. I said, right, so you get a few drinks, you meet a stranger, you maybe go on to a nightclub. They said, no, it's now all swipe right, swipe left, and they meet at his place or her place. And they just cut out all, they go straight to the intimacy.
Okay.
Is that possible?
It is possible. It is possible. But I think there's still a lot of fun with the idea of meeting someone in a bar.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
I think that can kind of, it builds up the anticipation.
No, but, sorry, is the observation a correct one, do you think? That actually online dating has moved to the next
Completely,
level.
Completely, yeah. See, some people just use it literally to, you know,
meet
and, you know, do what they need to do.
Yeah.
And then that's the end of it. So it can be very transactional, I feel, dating apps nowadays.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, I think they got really popular during COVID, definitely. It was a point where no one could socialise at all. And I think the reemergence outside of COVID has seen people either stay on social media for dating, go to pubs and bars, or go to a gym like Barry's or Happy Feet Run Club or something like that. So the three, like having drinks, going on a night out, going to the gym or going on a 5K run, and the dating sites are really the three biggest components.
Yeah,
right,
I'd agree.
Now.
Yeah.
So I noticed the big thing was that people realized during COVID that the price of buying drink in a grocery, in a supermarket, was a fraction of the cost of drinking out. So there's a genuine issue if people are on limited money of how to afford a night out. And I hear in the drinks trade, because I do work with the vintners, there's a thing called premiumization. They still might spend €36, but they might do that for two cocktails rather than have 10 pints or whatever, you know what I mean, it might be. So in terms of, is there an economic factor of going out that it is very expensive?
For me, though, the thrill is going out. I mean, we'll always do pre-drinks, so we will do that. We will get drinks from a shop.
What's pre-drinks?
Pre-drinks is before you go out, say, to a pub or a club, you'll have a few drinks at home with friends, maybe have a little party, a mini party before you go out. So you save money by having a few drinks beforehand.
And what time would you go out? Would you go out at 10 maybe?
So yeah, maybe. Or maybe earlier, depending on what the plan is. If you're going to a pub, maybe you might pre-drink until 8, 9 and then go there for around 10. I'm against people going out too late in the night.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get bored then. I'm like, no, let's just go out because I love the music and the live and meeting strangers and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'd be a big fan of that now. But I wouldn't let cost get in the way of a good night out.
And is it harder on your generation? Like, I'm 65 now. Is it harder on, like, my youngest kids are 30 to 38. So I've seen, is it harder for people to meet a partner than it was years ago?
I personally don't struggle with that. I would be quite confident on if I like the look of someone, I'll go up and be like,
okay,
I like you. And that seems to work still. But I know a lot of people, like even yesterday, my friends were like, I'd be terrified to go up to someone.
But that's a personality thing.
I suppose, but when you have the convenience of just swiping left or right, I think people are starting to regress now. You know how like COVID stunted a lot of people's social skills?
Okay.
I think that has extended to the dating realm.
Sean, is it if you go for the Happy Feet Club, will you meet your life partner or what's the story? Is it harder now or not?
You will make a friend, definitely. And if not, I'll be in your ear and you'll be friends with me. Will you meet your life partner? I don't know. I can't tell anyone that. But it's a good place to start. And I think if you want to meet people that you have something in interest with in common, go do stuff that you want to do and you're probably going to find someone. I think if you're going to a bit of a melting, mixing pot where there's a lot of alcohol or anything else involved, it might be a little bit harder to sift through.
All right. Do text us. How are young people socialising today and how does it vary from yesteryear? For being such good sports and being so open about it, Ciara Tracy, our own News Talk expert in terms of socialising, she'd go up to anyone, I'd say. And Sean Coughlin, co-founder of the Happy Feet Run Club. Check it out here in Dublin. We'll have lots more shortly.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.